Stars and Stripes Forever, written by John Philip Sousa and performed by the First John Philip Sousa Memorial Band, a group sponsored by the City of Edina. The group plays on August 10th at Centennial Lakes in Edina.
The fun starts at about 6 o'clock. We've got 25-cent ice cream cones. We've got the Minnesota Wheelmen on their penny-farthing bicycles. We've got antique Model A's and Model T's. We've got a mechanical man. We've got Angelo Rulli and his organ grinder and constables and 5-cent balloons. And it's just a riot. People just like to walk around and feel the old-fashioned ambience of that. And then when it gets dark, we light up about 250 torches and play our concert. And it's all turn-of-the-century music. And it culminates with Stars and Stripes Forever, of course, with fireworks in the background.
That's Scott Crosby, conductor of the First John Philip Sousa Memorial Band.
I think Sousa had the ability to plug into the zeitgeist of the era and put together his melodies in such a way that they were appealing to the mass market. The first time he played Stars and Stripes Forever in Philadelphia in 1897, he did four encores. So it resonated immediately. The people couldn't get enough of Stars and Stripes Forever.
In the era that these great marches were being written, what were the important music traditions that fed into it?
The popular music at that time, starting in the 1890s, was ragtime, and that carried all the way through the First World War. We do a lot of those things, and they're not easy to play. We do Dill Pickles. You may know that from the silent film days. Everybody played Dill Pickles for their silent movies. Creole Bells, a great piece by Buddewalt Lampe, who was actually the first violinist of the orchestra that later became the Minneapolis Symphony here in Minneapolis. For sure, we're going to do Floatin' Down to Cottontown, which is a great number.
We're speaking with Scott Crosby, the conductor of the First John Philip Sousa Memorial Band. When you're looking for material, do you always look back, or are there contemporary composers that are writing things that you could perform?
Absolutely. I mean, we do some numbers that are only 2 years old. One thing we do that's more modern is a 1963. That's not real modern anymore, but I mean, it's a modern times march. We do Elmer Bernstein's The Great Escape March. People hear that and they remember The Great Escape. And if they don't remember The Great Escape or ever hearing the march, it doesn't matter, because it's one of those marches that really resonates. When you hear it, you say, this was in my head all along, and now I'm hearing it.
Fun starts at 6 o'clock, August 10th at Centennial Lakes in Edina, with a concert at 8:30. For information, if you Google Sousa Edina, you'll come up with some real good hits. Twin Cities Weekend is funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.